Many ransomware hackers can't undo their deeds. By James Rundle in the Wall Street Journal. Charlotte, North Carolina. Paying hackers to recover data doesn't guarantee they actually do so, and sometimes it's because they don't know how, experts say. The availability of ransomware on dark web forums means that anyone with the inclination and a relatively low level of technical ability can aim an attack at a company or a city, said Roy Hadley, a special counsel at law firm Adams & Rees LLP, who focuses on data security and privacy. Previously, you had a few bad actors, but they knew what they were doing. Now you have kids who are infecting networks with ransomware who really don't know how to do it right in the infection stage, and they definitely don't know how to do it on the decryption stage, he said. Speaking at the Wall Street Journal Pro Cybersecurity Symposium on Monday. Even the professionals sometimes hand over bad decryption tools once they are paid, said Jeff Stalsman, Chief Information Security Officer at security company Global Guardian LLC, on the sidelines of the conference. 2 years ago, I paid the third largest ransom in U.S. history. The company was losing $25 million a day. They'd shut down trading on NASDAQ and were facing extinction. When the first encryption key came, 3 hours after I paid a very high six-figure sum, it didn't work, he said. After communications with the attackers, a second key did work, Mr. Stutzman said. But that's often not the end of the story for companies hit by a ransomware attack. Within 30 days, you'll start to see new activity. We fought them back for months and months, he said. The attack stopped only after Mr. Stutzman's team was able to identify the ransomware, a variant that changed its parameters on the fly to avoid detection software. Authorities, such as the Federal Bureau of Investigation, advise companies not to pay ransoms, saying it encourages further attacks. Senior officials from the Department of Homeland Security have repeated that warning in recent weeks. It just feeds the beast, said Maria Thompson, State Chief Risk and Security Officer for North Carolina, referring to paying ransoms. In any case, Mr. Hadley said, paying ransoms only fixes the immediate problem, if it solves it at all. It does nothing to fix the underlying vulnerabilities that let attackers penetrate the network in the first place, he said. And those who neglect closing security holes could find themselves being extorted again.